Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with Information Security Media Group. My topic of conversation today, XDR and the benefits of managed XDR. Here to talk about it with me is Omar Zarabi. He's President and CEO of Port 53 Technologies. Omar, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Tom.
So here we are, 2024. In today's context, how do you define XDR? And why would you say it's more critical than ever?
I think it's important to understand that, well, cybersecurity in general, I think, has the most acronyms in any part of technology. So XDR is just another one of those acronyms. It stands for Extended Detection and Response. It's more of a maturation of EDR, which has been in the industry for a while. And really, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of organizations realize that, you know, it's not just about protecting their organization against these threats. As threats are evolving, as they're becoming more dynamic, as they're becoming more sophisticated and more adaptive, they realize that it's a matter of when they're going to get penetrated, and really having the ability to detect those incidents or those breaches in a really timely manner and being able to respond to those is absolutely critical. And you know, with EDR, you know, having that detection and response capability at the endpoint level, that was really effective. But, you know, as organizations move to the cloud, as we adopted new technologies in, you know, in SaaS environments, as we move towards a remote work environment, a remote to work world, we quickly realized that endpoint is not the only sort of vector that bad actors exploit. So that led to organizations really understanding that they have to do the detection and response, you know, across the email, you know, across endpoint, across identity, across the network. And that's really what the goal of extended detection and response is being able to have that monitoring of your entire environment, your entire organization's infrastructure, and be able to detect any incidents or any alerts and respond to those in a very timely manner.
Well, you pretty much described just the past 4 years. Over that time, how would you say that XDR has evolved the most?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of the promises that XDR, you know, aims to deliver is sort of outcomes that most enterprises have been trying to build out and pursue over the last 4 or 5 years, like you mentioned. So again, you know, when EDR came out, it was really pioneered by CrowdStrike back in 2016, 2017 with their Falcon Overwatch, where they not only sold a next-gen antivirus, but they said, hey, we'll have a full team monitoring your environment and we'll actually respond to them and, you know, help you in resolving it and remediating those incidents. And a lot of enterprises, that once they saw those capabilities at the endpoint level, said, okay, well, we want to do that across, you know, our entire infrastructure. So that's really when you saw the sort of the revolution of the SIEM, where enterprises had SIEM, you know, environments, they had these massive data lakes where they stored a lot of their data. That also happened to be where a lot of the logs and a lot of the data, a lot of the sort of information across these different vendor controls, across these different layers of security existed and resided in. So in 2017, 2018, you saw a lot of the SOAR capabilities come about, you know, the security orchestration, automation and response capabilities, you know, those sorts of playbooks being built out within, you know, SIEM environments for enterprises. So, you know, that basically allowed for, you know, automated playbooks to be able to not only look at the endpoint, but, you know, be able to correlate what's going on the endpoint across what the SIEM was seeing happening at the network, at the email, at the identity level. And then from there, allow the analyst to take, you know, correct action. The end goal of all of that, again, was to be able to detect at a more timely manner and be able to respond to the actual threats in a more timely, and more effective, more efficient manner. So that went, you know, from doing all of that into the SIEM. And because it was in the SIEM, that's when you saw, you know, SIEM sort of prices skyrocket. You know, as a SaaS product, most of it was based off of ingestion. And you saw SIEM really be sort of, you know, confined to the enterprise space. A lot of mid-market companies, a lot of SMBs could not really implement this sort of ability to do that detection response across, you know, multiple different layers of security. So that's where XDR came into play. So as organizations realized they wanted to do this deep level of detection response, they want to be able to do correlate across endpoint, across identity, you know, across their network, across their email, but then they didn't want to have to do that in a SIEM environment. You know, that led to vendors really building XDR and XDR as a platform where a lot of those capabilities are happening at the control level as opposed to happening, you know, backhauling the data and doing it at the SIEM level. So that's sort of the evolution of XDR. And at the end of the day, what it's allowing us to do is deliver those enterprise level sort of capabilities down market, enabling more mid-market, more SMB organizations to be able to do that detection and response again before any breach, any incident causes any havoc in their environments.
Omar, what would you say today are the key elements of an effective XDR solution?
Yeah, I mean, again, XDR is very much so, I would say, an overused term right now in the industry. If you've been to an RSA type event, you'll really, you know, every vendor's talking about XDR, probably just as much as they're talking about AI right now. But it's really important to understand what makes a true XDR architecture and environment. When you talk to the Gartners of the world, when you talk to the Forresters of the world, you know, because it's so saturated as a term, they've kind of split it up into two different types of XDR. There's the open XDR, and then there's the native XDR, right? Open XDR is where you're starting to see a lot of these EDR vendors or a lot of these, you know, managed detection and response vendors that did sort of single source detection and response, you know, sort of managed services offerings. What you're starting to see a lot of them really claim is, you know, by, again, doing the traditional backhauling of data into a SIEM environment and then doing, you know, building out the correlations within the SIEM, they're claiming to do XDR and offer XDR. So a key, that's, you know, the difference between open XDR, but what true XDR is and what native XDR is the fact that those that level of correlation is happening at the control level. So the way you're able to do that is, one, by making sure that all the end controls, you know, are integrated, that they are able to, you know, have that deep bidirectional integration to not only pull information from each other, you know, but also be able to push information and push actions down to each other. You know, over the last year, that used to be confined to single vendors. And that's why Gartner, Forrester said that the only true vendors that could claim native XDR, there's only a handful of them. It was Cisco, it was Palo Alto Networks, it was Fortinet, and the other saying Microsoft. Every other vendor, because of the fact that that deep integration, bidirectional integration did not exist within the controls, every other vendor that was claiming XDR was really just doing, again, an open XDR environment where they're just backhauling, you know, the data to a SIEM and doing those level of correlations there. So a key component is that deep correlation and the deep integration between those end controls. Again, a level like a glue type, so MDR capability to be able to, again, you know, have those different layers talk to each other in practically real time. And then the SOAR capabilities is still a key component. So the ability to create automated playbooks, orchestrated playbooks, you know, to take action as you detect these incidents, that's a key component of a modern day true native XDR architecture.
I want to double down on the MDR. What are the benefits of a managed detection and response service for XDR?
XDR is a complex technology. I mean, cybersecurity in general is extremely complex. And when you look at XDR, it really is a productivity tool, right? So XDR is a tool to empower your analysts or your security practitioners that are doing the detection response. It's allowing them to really cut through the noise, sort of bubble up the true positives, you know, take away the false negatives and be able to respond, you know, in a more timely, more effective manner, basically 10x their output, right? But the challenge is most organizations today do not have an internal security operations center. It's one or two, you know, individuals on the IT team, maybe a small security team, but a full-blown security operations center that can utilize the ability and the promise that XDR brings, it's very difficult to build out in-house. You know, the way I like to sort of position it when I talk to customers is it's a lot like what was going on, you know, in the initial, you know, internet boom, when every company was becoming, you know, at the end of the day, an infrastructure company, whether they were Target, whether they were Bank of America, you know, whatever organization they were, whatever the industry they were in, because they were trying to go online, they were having to manage massive amounts of data centers, right? So whether they were a bank, whether they're financial services, whether they're in healthcare, at the end of the day, they became an infrastructure company until AWS came about, until Amazon came and said, hey, you know what? You don't have to worry about the data centers. You don't have to worry about the servers. We'll manage all that. You just build your applications. You focus on your core business that's going to help your end customers. That's exactly what's happening with the MDR space right now for cybersecurity. Not every company wants to become a cybersecurity company. You know, not every manufacturing company is a cybersecurity company. However, every company is digitizing. If you're not digitizing, if you're not taking advantage of the promise of technology today, you're going to be left behind regardless of what industry you're in. That's true in the automotive industry, in the manufacturing industry, you know, and in the journalism industry, everywhere, right? So you're introducing a lot of these risks into your organization as you continue to digitize. So that's forcing you to become a cybersecurity company. Just like in the initial tech boom or in internet boom, if you weren't becoming an internet company, if you weren't putting your solution online and building an e-commerce store, you weren't going to be around for much longer, right? So that's what's happening right now with cybersecurity. If you don't have a mature cybersecurity program and a mature security operations center that is able to do the detection and response in as close to real time as possible. I mean, the average detection time of detection of a breach, even up until 2020, was around 280 days. You know, and that's absolutely unacceptable. So if you don't have those mature enterprise level security programs and security operations in place, you're going to introduce an exuberant amount of risk that's not going to be okay for organizations. So that's where MDR partners really come into play. The MDR managed detection partners like Port 53, you know, there's a lot of other, you know, both boutique ones as well as large ones that have came out. Those sorts of partners are going to become absolutely critical for organizations, especially the small, the mid-sized, the mid-market businesses who not only don't have the resources, but at the end of the day, they don't have the personnel. You know, they don't have the ability to even build out the teams. They don't have the resources. They don't have the real estate to build out security operations centers. There's a lot of challenges towards building out what they're going to 100% need if they want to see the full, you know, promise of digitization. And that's where we'll see the explosion of MDR partners like us and the importance of them over the next, you know, 3 to 5 years.
Well, let's talk about Port 53. How are you and Cisco partnering to bring XDR solutions and services to your customers?
When we initially partnered with Cisco, you know, our big goal and sort of our ethos here at Port 53 is being able to empower and enable lean IT teams, resource-constrained IT teams, to run enterprise-level security programs and security postures. And from the get-go, our partnership with Cisco has been extremely critical in being able to accomplish that, right? So when we're working with a lot of these leaner IT teams, these teams that don't have the personnel or the resources to, you know, run true proactive, you know, mature security programs, the Cisco cloud security portfolio initially was a great entryway for those sorts of businesses to, you know, start moving towards that more mature security posture security program. So they were easy to deploy, they were extremely simple to manage, and we would be able to remotely help them in fully optimizing the solution in their environment, make sure the policies are set up right, make sure it's doing what it's promised that it would do, whether that's at the endpoint level, the identity level with MFA, you know, the network level with firewalls, you know, the email level with CES, obviously with Umbrella, protecting the connectivity and protecting the internet usage. So the cloud security portfolio with Cisco has really allowed us to get customers comfortable, you know, and sort of security, again, is a one solution. It's not one product, and it's definitely not a point in time sort of endeavor, right? So it's a continuous journey. And the cloud security portfolio with Cisco has allowed us to really sort of ease customers into that journey as they go into building their true sort of mature security posture.
Omar, you talked about your customers. What are some of the tangible benefits you see them realizing now?
At the end of the day, I mean, the tangible benefits of you, with cybersecurity, I mean, you know, what makes it tangible a lot of times is the compliance aspect of it. So when they work with Port 53, it very much so makes, you know, being compliant, not only with regulatory arms, you know, if they're a part of, you know, let's say government entities or supply chains and things like that, but you're starting to see more and more, you know, large customers requiring, you know, doing third-party security assessments and requiring their contractors or their vendors to meet certain standards and prove that they're meeting certain standards. So from a tangible standpoint, when you work with Port 53, you know, you get everything documented, you know, you have everything that you can easily report. We have, you know, SaaS platforms that really sort of not only automate the assessment, but the really sort of, you know, allows the continuous performance management of how you're, you know, running your security programs and things like that. So from a tangible standpoint, obviously being able to really, you know, move away from this reactive ad hoc implementation of security controls and towards this risk managed approach where you're following a framework, you understand, you know, based off of best practices, where you are, you know, where your gaps are, where you want to be. From a tangible standpoint, from a security portfolio as well, again, you're working with a lot of SMB organizations, a lot of mid-sized organizations. We understand there's a lot of financial restraints. Again, we talked about, you know, resource restraints. You know, one of those resources is financial at the end of the day. So we offer a lot of flexible payment plans, a lot of, you know, offers and solutions that are delivered as a service, which really allows organizations to be able to consume them how their sort of, you know, finances allows them to consume technology or consume, you know, operational or capital expenses and things like that. And at the end of the day, you know, when they purchase our managed detection and response or their, our MDR services with the Cisco technology behind it, the tangible, sort of benefit to them is our SLAs. It's what we're guaranteeing in terms of the time that we detect, you know, any incident across their entire environment and the time that we actually respond to it, we address it, we handle it, and then we help them in recovering their environment. So those are enterprise level. You know, we take our SLAs up against the largest of the largest MDR providers out there. And that benefit of us really leaning in with Cisco on the back end as our technology foundation is that we're working hand in hand with Cisco to push the edge of what we're automating in that SOC. What again is leading us to being able to automate the detection, automate the response, the remediation, and the recovery, which gets us to practically real-time detection, real-time response, and real-time remediation, with the end goal in the next 2 to 3 years, working hand in hand with Cisco to help organizations create this sort of self-securing, self-healing environment around their architecture and around their infrastructure.
Very good. Omar, before we sign off here, what are the questions that our audience, security and technology leaders, really need to be asking today about their current detection and response capabilities?
I think it's understanding exactly what those capabilities are. You know, a lot of organizations that we talk to, even in the mid-market sector, you know, are kind of flying blind around what their capabilities to detect an incident, you know, on their endpoint level is, what their capability to detect incidents on an email level is. So really getting granular and understanding what you're currently, you know, able to accomplish, whether that's in-house with your current SOC and your current security team or through a detection and response, you know, partner that you've brought on, whether that's a small MSSP or one of the big players like Port 53 or like, Arctic Wolf or Optiv or one of those guys. So really understanding exactly what, you know, your SLAs are in terms of across your different controls, you know, when you're able to detect, when people are guaranteeing they'll respond. And remember, there's a difference between responding to an alert and remediating an alert. So what is the guarantees that they put in place around actually being able to remediate something and recover from it as well? So really drive those questions, push those SLAs. But again, detection and response from if you are looking at MDR providers, you know, what you're getting out of it is the SLAs that they're delivering. But you want to push them. What else can they provide you to help you in building a proactive security posture? Can they help you with, let's say, a continuous vulnerability scanning and emulated penetration testing? You know, can they help you with tabletop exercises once or twice a quarter, or, you know, once or twice a year, where they come and help you, like, in case you do go through, you know, a ransomware incident or a successful breach? How do you address that as an organization? You know, are you prepared for that? You know, our organizations run fire drills all the time, but they don't really run, you know, cybersecurity breach drills. And, you know, so is that something that your MDR provider can provide you? Can they provide you, you know, proactive cyber threat intelligence, you know, as a service? And can they meet you where you want to be met? You know, is this something as an MDR provider where it's an all or nothing? Or, hey, you know, if you have one or two, you know, full-time employees, can your MDR provider, you know, complement them and supplement them and allow them to do the detection response from 9 to 5 and then they take on in the off hours, or, you know, allow them to do it during the weekdays and, you know, they take it on during the weekend. So looking for that flexibility as well for a company, because every organization and every organization cybersecurity maturity in-house is different. So look for an MDR partner that can meet you where you are. And then look for an MDR partner that can really help you in becoming more and more proactive in mitigating the cybersecurity risk that your organization presents as they continue to digitize.
Well said. Omar, thank you for your time. Thank you for your insight.
Of course. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Tom. Pleasure connecting.
Again, the topic has been XDR, the benefits of managed XDR. You've just heard from Omar Zarabi. Again, he's president and CEO of Port 53 Technologies. For Information Security Media Group, I'm Tom Field. Thank you so much for your time and your attention tonight.